morning, everybody. Dennis Prager here in Chicago, Illinois, for an event tonight. A rare any public event, now that I think of it. Whether it's back home in L.A. or anywhere else, it's rare. I had some speeches last week, Wyoming and Montana. Went back to L.A. and now I have an event tonight for AM 560 Wind, my Chicago station. And I continue to firmly believe the lockdown was the greatest mistake ever made. And it is now moving from mistake to crime. The after effects of all of this, and there is no end in sight. Do you realize once you have all your lockdowns and you still have people getting the virus, if your criterion is we are locked down until the virus ends, then there is no end in sight except the vaccine. A substantial number of people will not take the vaccine. I have always been pro-vaccine, but I'm not going to be among the first to take a vaccine of this virus, especially knowing that for the vast majority of people, there is actually something that can mitigate the disease, in some cases simply prevent it. It doesn't end it. It prevents it from hurting you. Hydroxychloroquine and zinc. So we're living in a sick world, and I'm not referring to the virus. It's a sick world and its response. I was reading that the percentage of restaurants that in the United States that will simply close forever. I don't know, is it 25%? I don't know if that's true. I'm just telling you what I read. It makes sense to me. I don't know how they're going to survive this. The margins in a restaurant, the profit margins in any event, are very small. Somebody sent me, actually, it was Tom Tradup of Salem, sent me a video. Somebody took a video going up Fifth Avenue in New York, I believe it was Fifth Avenue, with all the famous stores. And every single store for blocks had boarded up the smashed glass. You don't see the effects. The media very rarely show you the effects of the rioting. Tell you it's a small number. It's the vast majority were peaceful protesters. Peaceful protesters protesting something that doesn't exist. That's what is so amazing. Systemic racism. Yes. You realize the sick world that we're living in? People protesting something that doesn't exist. Like the women who protested women's oppression in the beginning of the Trump administration, the Million Women March. It's a make-believe world. The world of the left is a make-believe world. Because they have no cause. They need causes to fill the secular emptiness of their lives. So that's we have here. Everything is handled wrong. People are scared out of their wits. Kids are scared when the chances of their dying from this are less than their being killed in a car crash. Well, this is the world we live in, and my duty is to tell it as I see it. A contrarian voice, I wish it weren't. I wish that I were in sync with the major media. I wish that the Democratic Party were liberal and not leftist. Got a lot of wishes. What are you going to do? Those are my wishes. Well, they continued with the speeches last night. I want to tell you something. I'm no hero for doing this show, but I am a hero for paying attention to these speeches, these hate-filled anti-Trump speeches that barely give you a hint about what they will do, only lying accusations that he is a threat to democracy. It is an amazing thing. Parts of cities are taken over by left-wing thugs, and the threat to democracy is stated to be Donald Trump. Defund the police is a position in Austin, Texas, in Seattle, Washington, but the threat to the country comes from Donald Trump. It's all backwards. The threat to this country comes entirely from the left. It did before Donald Trump. It will after Donald Trump. And it is during Donald Trump. I don't know whether the American people will believe this stuff. I don't know also if there has ever been a former president who has so personally attacked his successor as Barack Obama has done to Donald Trump. Can anybody listening offer me an example? Because I'm asking an open question. I have not followed this particular issue avidly, but I do not recall in my lifetime, and I suspect preceding my lifetime this was the case, that the successor or the previous president relentlessly attacks personally his successor. You want to know the corker, the absolute corker line of the evening was that of Mrs. Clinton, of Hillary Rodham Clinton, wherein she began by saying, "I was so hoping, I so supported the president in the beginning." I'll get you the exact line. And I just don't recall that, to be honest, that she was out there supporting the president from the beginning. But the opposition is also based on lies, like the lie that he said that they were good Nazis. I will be on this evening, and you can catch it, by the way. You can catch my event here in Chicago. It's a cigar evening, a cigar night. And my co-panelists are Dan Proft and Steve Cortez. Steve Cortez, who was with CNN, he made the video for PragerU about the charge that the president said at Charlottesville that there were good Nazis. You should really see it. You should show it to everyone. It's another one of the gigantic lies which we live. None of them come up to the level of America's a racist society, because that's a national lie. But this is a very big one. The president has a Jewish daughter and Jewish grandchildren, Jewish son-in-law, but he thinks that they were good Nazis. I'm supposed to believe that. I mean, aside from he didn't say it. He was talking about the people who were on both sides of the statue issue, and what he was trying to do, in fact, was calm it and bring it down and lower the hate. That's the irony. That statement was meant to lower hate. And instead, it increased the hate for him. So we're going to play some excerpts for you. And which is the one that we have right now, Sean? All right. So here is the former president of the United States. And some of the comments that he made at the Democratic National Convention.
I have sat in the Oval Office with both of the men who are running for president. I never expected that my successor would embrace my vision or continue my policies. I did hope, for the sake of our country, that Donald Trump might show some interest in taking the job seriously, that he might come to feel the weight of the office and discover some reverence for the democracy that had been placed in his care. But he never did.
Okay, hold it there. So please understand the charge that this unserious man, Barack Obama, who's an actor, I am convinced he is simply an actor, And he acts extremely well. The content is loathsome when it's coherent. So Donald Trump had no interest in taking the job seriously? Well, I know that a lot of people have come to believe that. We'll talk about that.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
If you're worried about America, as I am, something really positive is PragerU, because it's reaching so many young people. Every dollar, actually, we have they showed me a sort of equation. X number of dollars means X number of new viewers of our videos. Because so much of our money goes to marketing so that people become aware of the videos. We are trying to touch kids who have never heard that America is a good place, who have never heard that capitalism lifts people from poverty, not socialism, who have never heard about communism and its history, and so on. That's why PragerU is so important. So please make a donation. Whatever it is deeply appreciated. PragerU.com. August is fundraising month. PragerU.com, 833-PragerU. For most people, the reason they don't is not money, and it is not unwillingness. It is sheer not wanting to bother. And I understand it completely. I relate to it. I am an inherently lazy human being. I have fought lazy by doing so much work. Nothing like taking on projects to fight your inner laziness. But this is too important to let the natural inclination not to pick up a phone or go on the internet to stop you, please. PragerU.com, 833-PragerU. I'm playing for you the former president attacking the essence of his successor, saying that he thought that Donald Trump might show some interest in taking the job seriously. It's a lie. The charge is a lie. You may disagree with the way he handles things. You may disagree with his policy. He doesn't take it seriously. Wow. And who takes it? Who might take? Joe Biden might take? Joe Biden's life has been devoted to being a politician. That's all it is. You know, some people want to be an electrician. Some people want to be a lawyer. Some people want to be in politics. Why? Because it's a great job. He's enjoyed being a six-term senator from Delaware. What was he? Vice president. And he accomplished nothing in all of those positions. He just wants to advance. Anyway, it wouldn't matter. If Joe Biden were the finest human living, it would be irrelevant to me. Because I don't vote for fineness in politicians. I vote for policies. He will wreck the country because he is weak. And he has given everything over to the left. I mean far left. The government will become the dominant force in all of American life. And Americans have been told that is good since World War II in their educational system. And the chickens are coming home to roost. All right. But he never did continue for close to 4 years.
For close to 4 years now, he has shown no interest in putting in the work.
Really?
No interest in finding common ground. No interest in using...
Wait a minute. I'm just curious. Have you found interest in finding common ground? The left, which vowed to get rid of him, to call themselves resistance as if they were anti-Nazi fighters? The left wants to find common ground? I mean, the word is overused, but the projection element can choke you. This is all about him and his leftists. Find common ground? What is the common ground with the new Green Deal? What is the common ground with socialized medicine? What is the common ground with giving unbelievable sums of money to Iran? What is the common ground between, maybe we don't have an existential threat to humanity as has been predicted for the last 30 years. Every 12 years, we have 12 years left till the planet is destroyed. Continue, please.
Interest in finding common ground. No interest in using the awesome power of his office to help anyone but himself and his friends.
That's a lie. I don't know what he's talking about. What is he talking about? He has used the... He gives his salary over to charity. What, he has used it to help himself? I mean, these charges are despicable. It says something about the character, not of Donald Trump, but of Barack Obama. He sounds like a two-bit thug the way he's talking. Because he's lying to your face like he did about if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. The straw man president. Race relations in this country were better before Barack Obama ever became president. He is the genesis of the staggering tensions and angers that now engulf this country on the race issue. His record is awful, just awful. Almost anything he touched, he made worse. And this is why Donald Trump is this man needed to benefit from the office. If you can't recognize that Donald Trump loves America, it is because you don't want to recognize it. That there is no other possible explanation. You could say anything about his ego. You could say anything about anything you want. But there's one thing that is clear to me. This guy loves this country, which is more than it could say about virtually any Democrat in office today. Continue, please.
No interest in treating the presidency as anything but one more reality show that he can use to get the attention he craves.
Well,
Donald Trump hasn't grown into the job because he can't.
Because he can't. I mean, use the word systemically. He's systemically incapable. Mind-boggling. These charges by an ex-president. He has disgraced himself, Barack Obama. Just disgraced himself and the presidency in doing what he's doing. But it's meat to the haters of Trump. They love the guy. Speaks well. Glib. We'll be back.
Join the movement that's disrupting the left's monopoly on education. Join Prager University. Go to PragerUniversity.com and donate today.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Okay, y'all, Dennis Prager in Chicago. I have an event tonight, and you can actually watch it if you go to AM560theanswer.com/cigar. AM560. No, not AM. I gave it wrong. 560theanswer.com. That's it. 560theanswer.com/cigar. You can see the event tonight with Steve Cortez, Dan Proft, and Dennis Prager here in Chicago. Just in now, Lyft, as in Lyft and Uber, announced at 11:59 Pacific Time PM today, so that's tonight, our rideshare operations in California will be suspended. I'm sure that Uber will do the same thing. The Democrats, who can announce the earth is flat because there's nothing that they can't pass. It's so dominant. By the way, add to my list of things that the left has ruined, add California. When I came to California, it's like a dreamland. For a boy growing up in New York, you said California. Oh, God, and you just dreamed of some wonderful place to live. I came here in my 20s, and I was stunned. I remember my first reaction, why isn't everybody living here? How could you visit here and not want to live here? And so I moved 2 years later. And now the biggest question on most people's minds is, where would we live if we didn't live in California? What keeps me in California are the people that I am close to. My friends are in California. And the synagogue that three of us made, and the wonderful people who I'm with every Saturday, now by Zoom, for 2 years before that in person. I love people. I can't stand humanity, but I love people. So it's very difficult to leave. That's the only reason. But the Democrats may make it untenable. So you know why Lyft and Uber are suspending operations? Lyft already announced it, as I say. They passed a law because whatever works, the left destroys. It's a nihilistic vision on the left. You can't be an independent contractor and just decide, hey, I want to drive. That's not good for the left. People are too free. They have to be employees of a Lyft and Uber. There's a law passed. You're not free to choose how you will actually be a driver. As I've always said, the left is only pro-choice on abortion. There is no other item in life in which they are pro-choice. Everything else is coerced. So what has happened, what will happen is people in California won't be able to use something that has served people so well. It's been one of the wonderful inventions. There are fewer driving under influence convictions, fewer deaths from drunk drivers because people just pick up the phone or not even pick up the phone. Well, they pick up their phone and they just order an Uber or a Lyft. Takes them where they need to go. It has been, for the vast majority of people, a tremendous boon in their lives. Inexpensive, incredibly effective, and now it's gone, solely because of the Democrats of the state of California. That is the only reason it is gone. And you must understand, they don't care. Ruining people's lives is a non-issue. Power. They have more power. These are little people. Little people with much power. That should be the phrase under Democratic Party. Small people, big power. So that's why there's no Lyft and Uber. All right, everybody. Dennis Prager here. And we are talking about many things, but most especially the, I think, unique disgrace of the office of president done by Barack Obama in the ad hominem and lying, mendacious, false attacks on the president. You could say I don't agree with him on X, Y, and Z. To charge him with not taking the job seriously. Whew.
Trump hasn't grown into the job.
Yes, he hasn't grown into the job. You did. You grew into the job. You were just one of the great actors in the office of president. The country was worse off. I said this way before Trump. I said he was the worst president of the modern era during his second term as president. And I'm sure we can find the recording of it when he was elected. I said, look, I didn't vote for him, but he is my president. I wish him well. I think it's great that we elected a black person, a black man, as president. Said all of that the first day. And he turned out to be a fake. That's what he is, but he's very good at it. No question about it. You know what I said at the end? I'll never forget. At the very end of his 8 years, I said, you know, it's an amazing thing. It's the first person, first president of my lifetime, after whose term or terms in office, I feel I do not know him any better than I did when he was elected. And that's correct. Man's utterly opaque. None of you know him. But even those of you who love him, love his persona. You don't know him because I don't think there's much to know, frankly. I don't know who's there. But he's very good at what he does. And by the way, I hate to say this, and this is not an attack on him because it's not his fault. So I'm going to say something which is hard to say because it is not always true. So I don't want you to think that if this is applies to your life, there's an inevitability. But when a father abandons a son, it is a big problem in the vast majority of cases. Not when a father dies. That's separate because you were not abandoned. The father is made reference to continuously if he dies. I know of such cases. George Gilder had that. His father was shot down in World War II. But his father was a constant presence in his life even after being killed by the Germans. But he had no father, Barack Obama. And his father abandoned him. And that has an effect on most people, especially sons, not daughters as well, but especially sons. Fathers give sons a tremendous amount, and perhaps more than anything, they give them content. This is what it is to be a man. I am the man in your life. My dad was not particularly loving. My dad had his own life. My dad was preoccupied with my mother. But my dad was a model. And that was more important than all the I love yous that were not present. So I was given, there was a personality filler for me. For Barack Obama, there wasn't. I mean, since he's into the public exploration and depiction of people's personalities and characters, then it's only fitting that it be done with regard to him. And this is not even an attack. It's not his fault his father abandoned him. But it does tend to have consequences in that too often there's no one there as a result. And that's what I feel about this man who loves power, who loves the good life, and stands for basically wreckage. That as president, he would talk about Missouri, you know, about Ferguson, knowing that, in fact, the policeman did nothing wrong. Michael Brown attacked the policeman. The policeman urged Michael Brown not to come toward him, not to attack him. This never happened. Don't hands up, don't shoot. It never happened. It was all a lie, like everything the left does is lying. It never happened. And the president, when he was president, he would talk about Ferguson. And he has the temerity to talk about the character of his successor. Anyway, so this is the world in which we live. Yep. All right.
And the consequences of that failure are severe. 170,000 Americans dead.
Okay, wait a minute. This is the left-wing charge. The president is responsible for the deaths from COVID. There's such an obvious answer here that, and I don't know why I do know why the Republicans are not terribly adept at fighting, but especially rhetorically. So let's see. France has a higher per capita rate, per population rate of death. France is run by a man of the left, Macron. So if Trump is responsible for the dead in America, is Macron responsible for the dead in France? Or is the only leader responsible for the dead in his country, Donald Trump? We'll be back.
The Dennis Prager Show.
By the way, as of my first announcement of this, it's not up yet, but I do want you to know the Jewish High Holy Days are coming up, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And for 13 years, I've conducted them almost by sort of some providence. Last year, I had a major photographer and videographer and his company professionally in 4K video the services. And we are going to put them up. And if you want information on how to see them, because people won't be able to go to synagogue, but this is not only for Jews. Non-Jews find this as meaningful, especially Christians, as Jews do. Just send me an email, and then I will get you the information. And then I'll announce where you can just directly go. It's many hours, and it's very powerful. And it is not political in any way. It's permanent. I knew not to say anything that was time-bound, so one would be able to watch the service 20 years from now, and it would be just as meaningful. So send me an email about how to see this. So here we are. The statements here, this blaming the president for the number of dead from COVID, with all the countries that have more per million dead than we do, is as despicable a charge as I have seen in my lifetime. But there's no conscience on the left that would say, well, is it true? The moment you ask, is it true, you leave the left. You could be a liberal, you could be a conservative. But is it true does not bother a leftist. From Lenin to this statement, 170,000 Americans dead because Donald Trump hasn't grown into the job. Yeah, really something. Okay, what is the next here? All right, so the next one is millions of jobs. That's right. You know why? Because of the panic induced by the left-wing media. That's the irony. It's not the president's fault. It's the lockdown's fault. That's not his instinct, the lockdown.
The Dennis Prager Show, live from the Relief Factor pain-free studio.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Alan's story.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Everyone knows you want something drug-free. You want something that will help your own body deal with the inflammation that can often cause pain in your neck, back, shoulder, hip, knee, or foot. Actually, even general aches and pains from just getting older, exercise, everyday living, all can be a real problem, even keeping you from sleeping through the night. So here's what I suggest you do. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, have created what they call a 3-week quick start. It's a trial pack, and they've discounted it to just $19.95. That's about a dollar a day, and after that, about the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. That's a 3-week quick start for just $19.95, and you should know this. About 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95 go on to order more. So do what so many others have already done. Take Pete and Seth Talbot up on their offer and go to relieffactor.com and order the 3-week quick start. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.